Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. For decades, many U.S. government statistical reports have been inaccurate. The distortion almost always results in a financial benefit for the federal government, often to the detriment of American citizens. Here's a few examples to give you the idea. Last week, the most recent statistics on gross domestic product were released, showing that the U.S. economy was recovering. Don't believe it. The only reason GDP increased is because of the rise in consumer prices. The feds are trying to pretend that the prices of gasoline, milk, copper, coffee, and a long list of other commodities are up just 1-2% in the last year. As just about everyone knows, commodity prices are up much more than that. If you subtract the impact of rising commodity prices, I suspect that the true GDP would actually have dropped from a year ago levels. Or look at the February residential real estate sales data. Sales of newly constructed homes fell to a multi-year low, building permit applications dropped to a 27-year low, and prices and sales of existing homes fell to levels last seen, in some instances, before 1963. Yet the headlines reporting this information refer to a slowdown in the recovery rather than admitting that this part of the economy is in a major downturn. Then there are jobs and unemployment statistics. The methodology used to compile this information keeps changing. John Williams at his ShadowStats.com website calculates unemployment levels by the methodology that the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics used until 1994. The BLS now claims that the unemployment rate is under 9%. However, when you add the long-term unemployed that the BLS used to include in their reports to the current BLS U6 rate, the current U.S. unemployment rate is well over 20%. The U.S. government is so afraid of the word inflation that it created a new term called quantitative easing. The current $650 billion quantitative easing program, which is actually an $850 to $900 billion program when you add Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac issues, is an explicit inflation of the U.S. money supply. The guaranteed result of this inflation will be greater future increases in consumer prices and a decline in the value of the U.S. dollar. John Williams calculates that consumer prices are now about 10% higher than a year ago. In the past week, the U.S. dollar index reached its lowest level since late 2009. Yet, several top Federal Reserve officials are claiming that the economic recovery is solid. Don't you believe it? These are just some highlights, but I think you get the idea that this data is uniformly skewed to mislead the public into thinking that the economy is improving makes it obvious that this deception is deliberate. That is why, exactly as U.S. government wants, you are not seeing a groundswell of people rushing to get out of U.S. dollars and into safe haven assets like gold or silver. If you believe government reports, your wealth is in peril. Over the past decade, those who have looked beyond U.S. government reports to discover accurate economic information and establish positions in gold and silver have protected their wealth. On December 31, 2001, it took over 35 ounces of gold to buy the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Now it takes about 8.5 ounces. As the U.S. dollar and economy continue to decline, expect to see much higher gold and silver prices. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.